Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. We have with us tonight author Johnny Mack. He is also the number one salesperson in the United States. On the phone, he is a motivational speaker, an author, entrepreneur, and he has his own company. So, listeners, we're going to go into some music. We're going to come back with Johnny Mack. All right. Angela Butler, that is Fareed Braxton, R&B singer. Good afternoon, Johnny Mack. How are you doing?
I'm doing marvelous. I'm doing magnificent. How are you doing, Miss Angela?
I am doing great. And you? That's wonderful.
Well, like I said, I'm doing fabulous. This is a wonderful day. The sun is shining, and I'm 6 feet above ground. I love life.
All right. Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. The reason I wanted to talk to you is because I noticed you called yourself a motivational speaker. What is a motivational speaker? What motivational? Could you explain that?
That's M-O-T-O-R-V-A-T-I-O-N. Listen, I'm in automobile sales. Never wanted
okay.
to be in automobile sales. But because I persisted and was consistent with my craft, I became the number one Mitsubishi salesperson in
one
the
second.
World.
One second. Hi, Mr. LeVert. Eddie LeVert, are you on the line? Hello? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
He hung up.
Okay. Is that
okay,
Eddie LeVert?
Yes, that was him. There's technical
okay.
difficulties. Maybe he'll call back.
Okay. Well, if he calls back, I will acquiesce the line for him. But
okay.
in that I am an automobile salesperson, and I do motivational speaking, I looked at it and combined the two. MOTOR is an acronym that means moving onward toward obtaining results. And I think that the most important thing that we as people have to engage in is results. Oftentimes,
Mr.
Levert,
hold on, sorry to interrupt. Mr. Levert, Eddie?
Yes,
you on the
how
line?
You doing? How you doing?
Hi, sorry to interrupt you, John. We have on the line author Johnny Mack. He's also a salesman, but he's more than just a salesman, Mr. Eddie Levert.
Eddie Levert Jr.
Yeah, how you doing? You're my co-host tonight.
Okay.
All right.
How are you doing? All right. Well, good evening, Mr. Levert. How are you? I'm good, sir. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm better than good, and I'm trying to get better than that.
That's right.
Okay. All right. We have one of the great Leverts on the phone. All right. Go back to speaking, Mr. Johnny Mack, and you can ask any questions you want, Eddie.
Okay. So what are we talking about, Mr. Mack?
We're talking about Johnny Mack, the motivational speaker, author, entrepreneur.
Okay.
And as he talks, you can call. You can ask him questions as we go along. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, tonight I wanted to talk about being stuck. And I think that many people in life are stuck. We're stuck at different stages. We're stuck at relationship situations. We're stuck in business situations, career situations. We're stuck in spiritual situations. And being stuck is that we're at a point where we want to go higher, but we don't know how to do it. We don't know what we need to do to step beyond the level that we are in order to push forward to a higher level. And I broke the word stuck down, and I created an acronym that's STUCK, which means self-talk, utilizing correct knowledge. And I think that most people are caught into a situation where, well, all of us, everyone in life has a self-talk, something, an inner conversation that's consistently going on. And that inner conversation is going to determine whether or not we are going to go beyond the level that we are, or if we're going to be stuck where we are, or even retreat and go backwards. So the self-talk, if it's utilized as correct knowledge, will allow us to be able to get unstuck and move forward. But if we can engage in a self-talk utilizing a corrupt knowledge, and by corrupt knowledge I mean negative, nasty, mean-spirited talk in our spirit that tells us that we can't, we won't, we aren't going to, we are not able, we don't deserve it. These types of things are what keeps us and holds us back and pushes us back and doesn't allow us to be able to move forward. So to be able to get unstuck, we have to be able to operate and engage in a correct knowledge in our self-talk or that inner communication.
All right. Johnny Mack.
Yes, ma'am.
What is the name of some of your books? Because you've already motivated me just by talking. You know, I'm already motivated. You know, I feel better already. So, you know, what is the name of your books? I already know the names of your books, but the listeners don't.
And the one that I'm most proud of is the one that I haven't actually fully published, but I think that has the greatest opportunity to reach out and significantly impact. And that's a book called You Could Be Driving a Stolen Car and Don't Even Know It. The premise of this book is that if you buy a car, and say the payment is $300, $400, whatever the payment ends up being, and you're unable to make your tithe payment, then that means, according to Malachi 3:16, that you've robbed God and that you're driving a stolen car because you're paying your tithe money on that car note because you didn't do one of the four necessary things that are required to get a deal that keeps you within budget and that satisfies your ability to still be able to pay tithes. Now, the book that is published and should be coming out this summer is called The Luck Factors. And it is a fictional story of a young man in college that goes to visit a dying uncle. The uncle leaves him four things, and they spell out the word luck. He leaves them a ladder, an umbrella, a candle, and a key. And the underlying premise is letting understanding control knowledge. And as you know, I keep going back to that knowledge principle. You know, knowledge, once gained, casts a light beyond its immediate boundaries. But we find that people look at luck as something, a serendipitous experience that is that they have no control over. But when you control, when you let the understanding control knowledge, it allows you to be able to access and move toward the direction that you want to move forward in. So understanding, the word tells us, is more important than anything. It says more, you need to get an understanding. And an understanding, see, you can see knowledge puffs up. But an understanding directs knowledge toward the direction that you want it so that it accomplishes and brings forth the fruit that you're seeking.
Okay, so that is what your current book is out, the one that's going to be released, or that's what your other books are about?
The first one was You Could Be Driving a Stolen Car and Not Even Know It. The second is The Luck
Factor.
That's the title. And the one I'm working on now, is I write a daily post. I put a daily post on Facebook, and I've done so for the last 3 years. So I'm doing a compilation of all of those magnificent messages, I call them, and into one major book that people can look at, because people have found that my writings are very encouraging, very positive, and very uplifting, because a lot of what Facebook has done is created an atmosphere or a culture that is negative, demeaning, and causes controversy and drama. I make it a point to stay away from those type of posts or situations, and post in such a manner that when people read it, they're uplifted and they share it with their friends, and that they're impacted and empowered to be able to move forward. So that compilation of daily motivational quotes is called Magnificent Messages, and it should be out hopefully by the fall.
Eddie, what do you think of that? Eddie LaVert, what do you think of all that? Of his books?
I would have to really read them. I mean, I understand the concept of what he's saying about the being stuck part. I like that concept right there on that book, the stuck part, because I know a lot of people get stuck in to certain ways, and they can't advance to the next level of anything that they're trying to do, because they get stuck because of mentally, physically, and sometimes other people stick can get them stuck, you know. So I don't know.
You're doing good.
Well,
you're doing good.
No, I think you're doing very good.
Now, you're expressing yourself, and that's you straight to the point.
Exactly.
Sometimes people do get stuck, because sometimes people get in situations and they feel there is no way out, and like you're just stuck there. There's no way up. It's only down, down, down. And
you just gotta keep your faith in God, and well, I know I do. I keep my faith in the Lord, and I know that He's not gonna put too much on me that I can't bear. So, you know, I'll come out of it some kind of way with His help.
Okay. Okay.
But, I think a lot of times what happens is that we bear more than He wants us to bear. And we position ourselves because of what we allow to come into our spirits and our minds and our hearts. Mm-hmm. We position ourselves to stay stuck longer than we need to. We can get unstuck if we would just make sure that we feed ourselves a positive diet instead of the negative. Because all around us, every day, we get negative. We get negative at work. We get negative from home, from our friends. Even people that love us bring us negative unwittingly because they think that they're doing us a favor. And they position us to stay stuck in that comfort zone. To get out of it, you have to change what you're receiving in your mind.
Yes,
right.
I agree with all
that.
So is this what you mainly speak about?
Well, that's just one direction. I speak on a plethora of different subjects. I bring an encouraging word, but I do also a training that helps people to, if you're in business, a lot of people are in network marketing or motivation or multi-level sales, and they're stuck in that pattern. They want to be able to go to the next ring level or the next pay level. Or even on their jobs, they're stuck, and salespeople have different goals that they want to reach, but they find themselves consistently underachieving. So I want to be able to bring a mindset that helps them to change what they're receiving by changing what they're thinking, because it all begins with that dominant thought. Whatever thought is constantly held in your mind is what you ultimately will find itself manifesting in your life. So my training and my teaching and my motivational direction is really all over the globe. I want to help in relationships, help people learn what is that self-limiting belief that has them stuck and unable to be able to have a better relationship. What is that thing that's in your that you're dealing with from a sales position, from a business position, from a career position, even as a student position in school? What is the thing that's holding you back, that's limiting you and preventing you from being able to be and operate in the greatness that you were born to express?
I know a lot of people face obstacles, but I know, like Eddie LaVert said, that with God you can overcome and you can achieve. You know, but sometimes people see themselves in situations where they don't feel they can achieve. They find themselves in situations maybe by some of what is by their own doing, but by other people perhaps helping them do that. I know that's hard to say for adults. What advice do you give to those type of people, since you're such an inspirational and great motivational speaker? I can tell by the way you're speaking now. What advice can you give to them?
Well, the advice is this. You have to take responsibility for your own life. And the beginning of that responsibility is what you allow to be around you and to influence you. You know, you are the sum total of the last five books you've read and the five people that you hang around with most of the time. If you look at the type of people and the five people that you are around on a consistent basis, that's going to tell exactly where you're going to be in the next week, month, year, or even 5 years. If you're hanging around people that are losers, that have loser mentality, that always bring in negative conversation or always are speaking of negative things, you find yourself not being able to move up. Of course, God plays a tremendous, tremendous amount into everything that we do. But sometimes we reduce it to the ridiculous, and we don't take our own responsibility for it, because God isn't going to do any more than we're willing to do for ourselves. But he takes our natural and adds his super to it, and so now it becomes supernatural. And if we're doing what we should, if we're engaging the way we should, if we're putting the right things into our minds, into our thought patterns, then it puts be able to have goals that are transparent, but can manifest themselves.
You're fading out. You're fading out, sir. You're fading out. Could you come
back?
Can
you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. I said, basically, we have to take that responsibility for our own actions, and when we place it on God or even place it on the devil, we're just by sublimating and taking and trying to take the responsibility off ourselves and not accept that responsibility. When we accept it and begin to surround ourselves with quality people that can lift us up and motivate us, when we begin to read the types of materials that will put in our spirits what is necessary for growth, then we can expect a different result. You know, Einstein said, if you do the same thing and expect a different result, that's insanity. So you have to do something different if you want something different.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, you have to change. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, I've learned that, you know, you can only help so many people or do so much for certain people, man, because it's always a lot of people have other motives and other agendas that, you know, can throw you into a curve. And sometimes it's so hard to see through some of the people's, what they're trying to do. And then you get caught up in their situations, and then you get stuck into something that's totally different than bringing what you're trying to do down. You know, and then they want to talk about you and hate on you. I'm talking about from personal experiences, you know. And all you do is try to help people, you know?
Well, I believe there's some people you can't help without hurting yourself,
yeah.
So.
Do that.
Do you agree, Johnny Mac?
Absolutely true.
Absolutely.
To some degree, because the key is, if a person's not willing to receive help, if they're not willing to receive change, then you do limit yourself. You harm yourself by putting out, and they're not willing to receive what you put out, and then you find yourself that you've drained yourself, and the draining is the problem. The draining of, you know, when you all your energy, all your spirit. See, I look at it. There's three emotions that you have to have. You have to have energy, you have to have excitement, and you have to have enthusiasm. And when you try to help people, you give out. You try to assist them and lift them up and motivate them, inspire them. You try to give to them, and then they don't give back, or they don't openly receive what you know is goodness and blessings that you're sharing. Then it diminishes your energy. It erases your excitement, and it drains your enthusiasm. And then, therefore, you're left without the power to push forward to seek what you want. So, yes, ma'am, there's definitely people that you need to shed and get rid of in order for you to be able to
now you're angry. You don't want to trust nobody no more. It's your whole parameter is all thrown off because now you're thinking all kind of craziness about everybody.
Yeah.
So
now
you don't trust nobody. Yeah.
I understand. You motivate others, but what motivates you, Johnny Mac? What motivates you?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, the five books that you read and the five people that you surround yourself with is going to determine your level of motivation. You know, David was in a situation where he was being harassed, he was being hounded, he was being hunted down so that he could be killed and destroyed and removed from the planet. And in that situation, there was no one around that could lift him up and motivate him. There was no one to inspire him. And they wanted to kill him. And he looked up and he said, Lord, I have to encourage myself. So a lot of times I encourage myself. But I also look at where other people have said things and written things and recorded things that were inspirational, that were empowering, that were impactful. So I read on a consistent basis, but I'm careful of what I read. I'm careful of what I allow to come into my spirit. And then the people that I surround myself with, my spiritual leader, people that are at my level and above. See, you have to always look for your level and above. And if you're the sharpest tool in the shed, then you need to go to a different shed. You need to go to another place where you find people that are brighter, sharper, smarter, more motivational than you. And I draw off of that. And then I turn right back around and I give out what I've received. And that process enlightens the entire world. Because someone once said, knowledge once gained casts a light beyond its immediate boundaries.
Okay. All right, that's profound.
Okay.
That's profound.
Hello.
We're here. We're still here.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. We're doing an anti-bully rally, step show, concert, and. Here in Atlanta in August. I would definitely love for you to come down and be a part of it.
Well, I'm an old cue dog, but I promise I don't want to step no more.
Nah. You have to come down and speak.
Wow.
Okay. We have to get for that.
Ed, you have me scared out of it. But look here, I will step. You know, an interesting story. Every day when we sell a car, and they have me to announce the person's name, and then I wrote this little song that says, "We thank you for the sale," and that's why we ring the bell. And I do a little, old school cue step, and a customer's old, you know, black and white, love it. As a matter of fact, we're trying to get it on YouTube because it's just funny. I would love to come to Atlanta. That's one of my favorite places in the whole world.
Oh, what city are you in?
I'm in Dallas.
What? Huh?
I'm in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, Dallas. Okay. I got a lot of friends down in Dallas. Definitely.
Do you want to
I'll get you my information so you can call me and we can set that up. I'm actually dealing with one of the Dr. James Hall, who is one of our U.S. ambassadors to HIV to AIDS, and we're working together on this anti.
Yes, I'm familiar with Dr. Hall.
Are you familiar with him? Okay, yeah.
So, my email address is jmack@yahoo.com. If you'll inbox me there, or just go onto my Facebook page, it said you can go to Ask J Mack, or you can just go to Johnny Mack, and it should put me up, and you'll see my daily posts, and I would be more than happy because my passion is working with and talking to youth. I just spoke to the youth at University of Oklahoma to the athletic department, and that was more empowering to me than it was for me.
Yeah, we have a couple of that we're doing. We're going to be doing a lot for. We have one called Heal the Hood. We have one called Home Away from Home. And we're doing the anti-bully thing, and we're doing some stuff for lupus and diabetes. So we're trying to spread it around to everybody, you know, just trying to help our people out get well.
I know about that diabetes.
I have a young man in Columbus, Ohio.
My business partner, she's got both of them, lupus and diabetes. So,
Now, my business partner in Ohio, in Columbus, does a African American male wellness walk every year in August, and every year it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. Now it's at a national scope. He's John Gregory. I think that you would, from what you're saying, that you would benefit from connecting with him. He is the director of the Center for Urban Solutions, and you can look that up online. Powerful brother, John Gregory.
What is the name of your company? What is the name of your company? You have a company too. I believe you published your own book also. Am I correct?
Right. It's called IPublishedIt.com, and what we're doing with that is helping aspiring authors to be able to go walk their way through that self-publishing arena, because that is it's a powerful way to, number one, to get your work published, because traditional printing and publishing markets are sometimes closed and cloistered to a new author. A lot of times an author has a work that is raw, and in his mind, he may believe he has a good something worth saying, and other people look at him like, "What is he trying to say?" So we try to polish and we try to help guide these up and coming new authors so that they can go into that publishing arena, and we also help them to get their book number, their ISBN number, the copyright, we walk them all the way through from concept to completion in doing a book. So it's called IPublishedIt.com.
Okay.
I have a few people I need to talk to. I'm actually writing my own story right now, and I got a partner of mine who just did a book called Hitmakers, about the first 13 black DJs, DJs.
That sounds intriguing to me.
Her name is Miss Marcia George,
That's the intriguing thing about the publishing world. There's so much to say, and there's niche markets for all of that. People want to say,
you're right, yeah.
Okay, but some people just want to say something and they have nothing to say. But like the story you're telling there about the first black DJs, even some of the own nuances about our life story, those are things that people will find inspirational, and then we show you how to be able to not only get it, not only self-publish it, but how to the types of things to do to get it on the markets like Kindle and Nook, how to do it from an e-book format. How to be able to smash for it, how to be able to go to different online publishers.
Hello, you're fading out. You're fading out.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. I think if I move around the wrong spot with these all these smartphones, they're sometimes kind of dumb.
Okay. Smartphones are dumb. Okay.
But well, maybe the people. But yeah, we use we work with the author to go from point A to point B, and finally to point P, which is publishing, and then be able to profit from it.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you bilingual?
I speak Jive.
Okay.
J'ai tout le français pour 4 ans dans le lycée parce que c'était aujourd'hui très magnifique, n'est-ce pas?
That's French, but I don't know what
vraiment.
You said.
I said, I speak a little French. I studied for 4 years in high school.
Okay. All right. That's good. Well, what did you say?
I said I speak a little French. I studied 4 years in high school.
Okay. J'ai tout le français
pour 4
okay.
ans dans le lycée.
What are some of your goals? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? What are some of your goals?
You know, goals are probably the most important thing that anyone can access. My goals are I love to travel. I'm involved with a travel alliance now that gives me deeply discounted travel destinations across the world. But travel, I want to be able to travel domestically and internationally. But I want to have the time and the money to do it. I don't want to just take up and go to grandma's house on vacation. I want to be able to go to Paris. I want to go to Rome. I want to go to the Philippines and to Asia. I want to go all over the world. And then I want to be able to have the time to do it and the resources to enjoy myself. I want to write another 15 books and have them published. And I want to speak on a national stage.
Okay, we're going to be wrapping up in a little bit. I'd just like to listeners know, what would the listening audience submit material to your publishing company, or how would they go to your publishing company?
The initial, if you would go to askjmac@yahoo.com, that will get you to me, then I can sit down and begin one-on-one coaching consultations with you. Currently, I'm working with 5 authors, so I'm selective, and I want to have the time to be able to give to each one. But if we do accept you to be a part of our projects, there's some very stringent and consistent things that have to occur in order for you to number one, get your book out, and for me to see that you are a serious writer.
Okay. Well, okay.
So
listen, you heard that.
JMac.com.
That's JMac. What now?
AskJMac@yahoo.com.
Okay. All right. You heard him, listeners. I see a lot of you online. I see I have about 15 to 16 callers here, maybe more. I only have so many lines open here at Blog Talk Radio, but Mr. Johnny Mac, thank you for calling in, and thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I really appreciate it, and I ask that you come back. If you ask to come back, I ask that you agree to come back, because you're very motivated, and you made me feel better already.
Well, Ms. Butler, it was definitely a pleasure, and Mr. LeBert, I enjoyed your comments, because I can see that you're insightful enough to hear what's being said. And to the radio audience out there, all I've got to say is this. It's up to you to get unstuck. If you stay stuck, it's because you didn't want to get unstuck.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, listeners, you've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. My co-host today is Mr. Eddie LeVert Jr. He is the son of Eddie LeVert Senior of the OJs, and also the brother of Gerald and Sean LeVert. He is the eldest son of Mr. Eddie LeVert Senior. Okay, we gotta pay some bills.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
All right, listeners, that was Garland. over to Conglomerate Magazine. That is his commercial. Next, we have Exquisite Barista, a company of exquisite design.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, like I said, that was Exquisite Barista, a company of Exquisite Design. The telephone number is 210-701-0143. Also, the first commercial was Conglomerate Magazine that can be found online at www.conglomeratemagazine.com. Also, let's not forget More Time to Sleep, Conti Contino. Don't forget to vote for him. For the Walmart.com, for the inventor, the inventor that was on the show last month, Conti Contino, More Time to Sleep. Also, to purchase product, you can at MTTS.com. Let's not forget Demetra Stewart with www.AtlantaEdition.com. It's a magazine. Also, Maurice and Abby Merriweather, the Visalis people. Let's not forget Maurice and Abby Merriweather. They are the Visalis people, distributors, rather, and they can be found on Facebook. Don't forget them. Let's not forget Jawana Ramsey, the director and writer of Lost It All. He's going to be at the film festival, so those of you who are down in South Florida way, check him out. Also, X40, don't forget to cater to him and buy his CD, Survival, at Reverber Nation. It's www.reverbernation.com. That's reverbernation.com. And that's going to be it for Show Talk with Angela Butler. I've been your host tonight, Angela Butler. Excuse my country language. All right, thank you for tuning in to Show Talk with Angela Butler, and also I'd like to give a shout out to my co-host who's on tonight, Mr. Eddie Levert Jr. Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate it, and thank you all for listening to Show Talk with Angela. Also, let's not forget Johnny Mack, the motivational speaker, and he is very motivational. Thank you. Have a good night.